Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of healing. We've seen the fact that Jesus is the healer. He will heal you of all of your sickness and disease. It is absolutely the will of God for all to be healed. We know that Satan's the author of sickness and disease. We know that Jesus went to the cross. He redeemed us. Healing has been accomplished in the redemption. By his stripes that he took, all the sickness and disease was laid upon him, and he brought forth healing for us. Praise God. We talked about the unscriptural traditions concerning healing, all these lies, these are traditions of men that make the Word of God of none effect. God wants you to know that He is a healer, and you must get all the doubt. You have to get all the lying traditions out. We've talked about all these areas, and so hopefully you have gotten to the place where you see that, yes, healing is my legal right. Healing is a doctrine of the church. Healing is a part of the law, the spirit of life in Christ. And that I have a right to be healed. And we're going to talk today about your faith can make you whole. How are you going to receive healing? You are going to receive healing with your faith. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." How did we get saved? We got saved through our faith. Our faith had to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. And when we operated our faith and used our faith in receiving Him, then we got saved. It was God's favor toward us, but we had to exercise our faith to receive it. In like manner, the same way you receive any promise of God, when you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive the Holy Spirit through your faith as well. You're going to receive healing through faith as well. You have been given a spirit of faith, and you can receive healing through faith. And this is so important. And many times people don't receive healing because they fail to understand that you also have to take authority over the devil. Many times you have to cast out demonic spirits. Many times you've got to continually confess the word and receive healing, because healing is a process many, many times. And it's important for you to understand how healing comes through faith. And we're going to be talking about this. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 8, here's the centurion. He said, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." He was a man who was under authority to Caesar, and he had soldiers under him, and he was in authority over them. He knew that whenever he said something, then they would obey and do it. And he recognized the same thing in Jesus. He was under authority to the Father in heaven, and in authority over sickness and disease and demon spirits. And when Jesus heard it, he said, he marveled and said to them that followed, "Verily I say unto thee, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." It was great faith. And he said, "Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee." And his servant was healed in the self same hour. You must understand that healing is going to be received through faith, and faith is released through words. As you believe the Word of God in your heart and you speak it forth with your mouth, or you act upon the Word of God doing what it says, that releases your faith. And as your faith is applied, whether it's applied to a mountain to remove it, a sickness, disease to remove it, to cast out a spirit, whatever it might be, or to receive, believing you receive by praying a prayer of faith, it will bring forth healing power flowing into your body or drive out your enemies. And this great faith was because he understood authority. In Matthew 9, verse 27, here were two men that followed Jesus, and they were crying and saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us," referring to him as the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant, and they were calling out for mercy. Mercy is the love of God in action, which is the healing being manifest to them. And Jesus came to them, and the blind man came to him, and he said, "Believe ye that I'm able to do this?" If you are going to see God heal, you're going to have to believe that He's able to do this. And you're also going to have to believe that He's willing to do it. believe He's able to do it, and believe that He's willing to do it. Do you believe that God is able to heal you and restore you and make you whole from the situation that you're dealing with in your physical body right now? You must believe. We must be believers and not doubters. Believe that He's able to do it. They said unto Him, Yea, Lord. Yes. You need to be that same of mind. I believe. Then touched He their eyes, and He said, According to your faith be it unto you. If you really believe, you're going to receive. And that's what we have to look at today. We've got to get rid of unbelief. We've got to get rid of doubt. We've got to get rid of wavering and wondering. You won't doubt or have any waver or wonder when you are in faith, because you know the truth, because you believe the Word of God. You know that healing belongs to you in Christ. You know it's yours. You know it's your legal right. You know it's a part of the gospel, and it's been accomplished through the redemption. And then you use your faith to receive what belongs to you. See, this is one of our legal rights in Christ. We're supposed to live unto our righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Praise God. So their eyes were open, and they saw their faith produce the healing in their life. In Matthew 15, here in verse 22, there was a woman of Canaan, and she came, and she was crying out for Him to do something. And He said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, because she had a daughter that was grievously vexed with a devil. Well, after she kept coming to Him, He said, it wasn't meet to take the children's bread, cast it to the dogs. Yet she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. That was a revelation that she knew that the gospel was coming to the Jews first of all, but she knew that it was coming to the Gentiles down the line. And praise God, she understood. And boy, Jesus answered and said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Her faith received from what she had the revelation of, this was coming unto her, first coming to the Jews, then coming to the Gentiles. And because of that, her faith brought forth healing. Hallelujah. There was a woman who had an issue of blood over in Mark chapter 5. In this case, she'd suffered many things of many physicians. She spent all that she had and was nothing better, and rather grew worse. You know, that's the case of many people today. Now, we're not against doctors or physicians, but I'll tell you, you better seek God first place. Doctors and physicians are only going to be able to help assist in the healing process. They're not the healer. God is the healer. And you need to understand that you better seek God first place. You better look to Him as your source of healing. And you then are going to be able to receive from Him. Doctors are going to help. They can help in lots of ways, but God is the healer. And you need to learn to get into the Word of God and start believing His promises and quit looking to other sources that you can make a doctor an idol in your life. You're looking to Him as a source, or medicine, or medical science as an idol. No, you need to look to God as your source. Remember Asa, he looked to the physicians, he didn't seek God, and he died. He did not make it. God wants you to look to Him. He is a God who will heal you of all of your diseases. Here it says that she spent all she had even, and she was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Now this is something you need to realize. If you haven't been seeing victory in areas of your life, and you're getting worse right now, you need God. And God will come on the scene, and He will heal you. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and He will heal you. Well, she heard of Jesus. She heard about Jesus' healing. So she came in the press and touched His garment. And because she said, if I may touch but His clothes, I shall be whole. She was releasing her faith with the words of her mouth. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that virtue or power had gone out of Him, turned Him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? His disciples said unto Him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? So he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. He said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. What caused it? Her faith, because she said that if I may touch the hem of His garment, I shall be whole. She realized, she had the revelation that Jesus was the healer. And she had she'd already seen probably in the past and heard about the fact that as many as touched Him were made whole, and the fact that healing power of virtue was flowing out of Him, and that she needed to come to take hold of it. And she came to touch, she realized, hey, there's healing power, and I'm going to come and receive it from Him. Jesus is the source. He's my healer, and I'm going to come and receive and be made whole. Well, she came and touched his clothes, and the healing power flowed out, and she was made whole. He said, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. And she was healed. Praise God. In Mark chapter 10, here's another case. This is dealing with blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus came up there and was crying out, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus finally stood still, commanded him to be called, and they brought him to him. And he said, Be of good comfort. Rise, and he calls thee. And then as the guy was coming, he cast away his garment. You see, the blind people were required to wear a garment to indicate that they were blind. He cast away that garment. That showed faith right there. Says, I'm not going to need this garment anymore. And he came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Where is your will? What do you will that I do for you? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Otherwise, he came to receive his sight. He wasn't coming to see if maybe he'd heal him. He didn't come to see maybe he could pray for him and something might happen. He came to receive his sight. He was so confident, he threw that garment off. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. A miracle occurred because of the man's faith. It wasn't Jesus' faith. He said, Thy faith hath made thee whole. You must understand, it is your faith that is going to produce the healing. And God wants you to get your faith operative. Don't sit there and look for God to be doing something independent of your faith. He responds to faith. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 5. Here's a case where the doctors of the law and all the people came, Pharisees, and they were sitting and listening to Jesus' teaching. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. And here's a man who had the palsy. And they tried to bring him in, and they finally brought him in through the tile of the roof. And the first thing that Jesus said to him, Thy sins are forgiven thee. The word forgiven is the Greek word aphiemi, meaning sent forth from thee. He sent forth the effect of his sins, breaking the curse of that over him. And he ended up telling him, that rise and take up your bed and walk. And he went forth and he received that healing power, and it was his faith that made him whole because he acted upon the word that Jesus said. Same thing happened to Jairus. He came up there and they gave him the negative report saying, Your daughter's dead. Why trouble the master any further? And he said, Fear not, believe only. You got to get yourself believing the word of God and trusting in him. And he went forth with Jesus and his daughter was raised up. Faith brings forth healing. You will receive your healing with your faith. Walk in faith and take hold of the promise of God. Drive out the sickness and disease and receive the healing power in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.